Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final Hour is live, and how about some football? Talk about one of our favorite people, Coach Sam Pittman. We had a chance to visit with him a couple weeks ago down in Destin, and Chris Lowe just had an extended conversation with him as well. Some news coming out of it concerning Pittman's desire to play Texas every year once that comes about. Chris joining us, who has been all over the country lately. Chris, how are you? Great to have you back.
Paul, it's great to be with you, man. It's great to, I don't know if it's great to be back in the humidity of the South after being out in L.A., but it's hot, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's we've been waiting for summer, and now summer has arrived. This time of the year, overall, and I know you saw Lincoln Riley, you saw talked to Pittman recently. What are coaches? How different are coaches when you can grab them? You were with Saban not too long ago, maybe not the best day considering it was in the middle of the Jimbo situation. But are coaches different in May and June than we normally see them during the season?
Honest answer, Paul, is they used to be, but not so much anymore.
Right.
Because of the calendar, the recruiting calendar, and all that's out there with NIL, the transfer portal. I mean, you're constantly babysitting, re-recruiting your own guys, making sure that, you know, in this day and age, there's no imagined tampering actually going on. But there's just so much more out there as a coach now that I think it's harder for those guys, and some of them, let's be honest, never relax. But it's even harder now because of the calendar and everything, the way the landscape is in college football, for them to be in that type of that state of mind.
It's an interesting answer because you're right. I would imagine that at some point in your career, you could go see somebody, spend some time relaxing, maybe not so much, you know, get great nuggets that you would use then, but you could file away that would help you formulate concepts later on. But it is a different world that we're living in. Let me get to Pittman, because he seems, of the coaches that we know, more relaxed than some, maybe because he has made it, and he is beloved in Arkansas.
Yeah, he really is, and he loves Arkansas too. And that's not phony. There's nothing plastic about that. Paul, I was kidding him. He's going out to his place in Hot Springs. I think he's in a week or two. So he's going to get on the lake, on his boat, go hang out here, hang out there. I mean, that's where he was going, even had he never returned to Arkansas to retire. So the fact that they were able to get them to 9 wins in his second year, I mean, you're talking about a program that lost 19 straight SEC games before he got there. The fans were beaten down, the players were beaten down, and to get them to that point last year, and you beat Texas and Texas A&M in the same season, I mean, that hadn't been done in over 30 years. He's loving it, and they love him. And you know what? I was kidding him. I said, if I need a loan, I know who to ask now, but a little offensive line coach is making more than $6 million a year.
That is a remarkable. And you tell me, Chris, because you've known him a long time, he was such a great recruiter, such an important part of so many programs, including Georgia most recently. But it is rare. I don't know if we've ever seen anything quite like at his age getting this type of position and making the most out of it.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that the other day before we talked, if I could think of a comparable situation. I can't. I mean, especially a guy, I mean, how many, there are not a lot of offensive line coaches, period, you know, that rise up through the ranks and become a head coach, certainly at a Power 5 SEC-type school. But one of his age, I don't know that I've seen it any time recently. But you talk to the players that played for him at Arkansas previously on the offensive line, guys that are now in the NFL or played in the NFL, guys like Frank Reaganow, Dan Skipper, they swear by the guy. And I remember talking to Reaganow when they hired Sam, because a lot of people were like, what? They're going to hire Sam Pittman, the offensive line coach? And I remember Frank telling me, I remember like it was yesterday, he says, you wait. He's great with relationships. He's great with players. He is a dogged recruiter. His kids will play hard for him, and he will rally the troops there. And I promise you, and this is not my words, but his words, he says they will turn that thing around quicker than anybody thinks they will. And lo and behold, in 2 years, they win 9 games, including a bowl game.
Chris, we know where they are, but it's one thing to get to 9 and pull that off. It's another thing to get beyond that. What does his team look like this year?
Well, they got pretty much everybody coming back in the offensive line. They got a quarterback that, if you ask me, Paul, to pick two quarterbacks this year that I think may just be breakthrough-type players, K.J. Jefferson would be one of them. Now, he had a great year last year, but I think there's another level for him. And the other one would be Anthony Richardson at Florida. I think both those guys have a chance to be special players. So he's got that guy, K.J., at the most important position on the field. He's got most of his offensive linemen coming back. They lose one of the better playmakers in the league in Burks. They've gone to the transfer portal, and I think we heard a lot about what South Carolina did in the transfer portal, what Lane and Ole Miss have done in the transfer portal. I think the underrated team this year in the SEC when it comes to sort of work in the transfer portal may wind up being Arkansas. They've got several guys in the secondary, at receiver, getting a guy, a veteran like Bumper Pool, best name in football, by the way, Paul, back at linebacker. I would not count the Razorbacks out. They just play such a tough schedule, though. I mean, he was joking. He says, man, these schedules, they're trying to get me fired, but my assistants and kids on the team won't let that happen. But you tell me, when you look at the West, and then you're also playing Cincinnati, you're playing BYU, and you're playing Liberty all in the same season, who else in the SEC does that?
The answer is nobody, and I'm curious, how did they end up with a schedule like that?
I can promise you it was put together before Sam got the job, but that's a difficult one. And some of these schedules, as you know, are put together way, way in advance. You know, but he's not scared of playing good teams. He made that abundantly clear. And, you know, he's not out there lobbying to play Texas. He's not, you know, hey, bring on Texas. You know, we got the Longhorns number. It's not that. It's his more, listen, Arkansas and Texas, for we old guys, remember in the Southwest Conference, that was a fierce, long-standing rivalry. One of the better rivalries in college football that produced a lot of great games and great moments. He's like, listen, if they're coming into our league, why would we not want to play Texas every year? It's good for recruiting. It's good for the sport. It's good for the kids on our team who are from Texas. Let's rekindle that rivalry. Now, to do that, he knows, you know, and I know, that the scheduling format's going to have to be 3-6 and not 1-7. Because if it's 1-7, it's going to be Texas and OU or Texas and Texas A&M. But if it's 3-6 and Sam is fine with three permanent opponents and then 6 rotating, then you have to add a game there to 9 league games. In that scenario, Paul, he says, listen, we'd love to play Texas. I think it makes a lot of sense for us. It makes a lot of sense for, again, the rivalry, tradition of that rivalry. He's all for it.
Chris Lowe, and we're all for it. By the way, when is the SEC going to figure all this stuff out? Everybody's announcing next year, Big 12. We saw the American today. Do you sense? I know I'm changing the subject here on you, but do you sense any movement at all on Oklahoma and Texas? Are we to believe we're years away from that?
No, I think sooner as opposed to later. I don't see Paul a scenario where they play 3 more years OU and Texas in the Big 12. I know it's going to take some cash to get out of that deal. But I don't think for anybody, when you look at it from 1,000 feet away, thinks both those schools are still going to be in the Big 12 for 3 more years.
Well done. Chris Lowe, always great to have him on. We appreciate the conversation. We are heading to a break. We have plenty of time for you to jump on board here at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We're back. And Squirrel is too. Good afternoon, Squirrel.
I appreciate you taking my call. And I was listening to the conversation regarding the Texas horns down sign. And you said we all know what that means. I'm not 100% clear. Is it a satanic type meeting or something, or,
well, I mean,
or is there another meaning for the horns?
I don't think this is like the Mason's handshake or something.
Yeah, my dad was a Mason, matter of fact.
Something to be proud of.
But yeah, but again, if Texas fans are going to be that sensitive about someone putting their fingers in a downward position, I mean, they may want to stay in Texas when they do join the SEC instead of attending road games, because I can say with most assuredness that there's definitely going to be some horns downs at probably every stadium that Texas comes to in the SEC for the next couple of years. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think there will be there'll be a competition between to see who does it the most.
People are going to do it just to do it. And in some stadiums, I mean, if they don't keep their eye on Bevo, he could end up on a grill.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's not
Where do you think the most dangerous SEC town for Bevo will be?
Starkville. They'd eat him in Starkville in a heartbeat.
Well, wasn't it in Starkville back in the 90s when Jackie Sherrill castrated the bull?
Jackie Sherrill denuded a bull, right?
We need to get Coach on here one day, and just because that is one of the great stories of all time. Texas was playing Mississippi State. I believe Mississippi State won the game.
Yeah.
And Jackie castrated a bull at practice.
and then Mississippi State went out and beat the snot.
Yeah, I mean, they just
the
took the horns down. They hooked took the horns down.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, then Texans might need to, you know, just get a little tougher, you know, if they're going to come up here with the big boys. And there seems like there's been a lot of animosity between callers just to be mid-June, you know. It seems like the animosity is building up early this year. I don't know. It might be my imagination.
Squirrel, it never ended.
It has been ongoing.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had a break.
And your boy Handsome Joe, he came on a few days ago whining because I don't come on here fussing at Jim anymore. Wasn't he the main one who used to call me a one-trick pony?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So why don't these people just mind their business is my advice. But, hey, I appreciate you taking my call. Aloha.
Thank you very, very much. David in Nashville. Hello, David.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to make a quick comment on the young man who was denied his contract to sing the national anthem at the World Series, College World Series. I think he's clearly in the wrong being part of the hospitality of an event and should have remained neutral. He even alluded to that. just a question of semantics on the verbiage. But if he wants to have a professional career, further, he should secure a manager who could just, you know, instruct him on professionalism, because he's obviously young and passionate. But I just think that there's no question that the NCAA or whoever was responsible for terminating his contract to sing is correct. That's my comment. Thank you much.
Thank you much, and appreciate it. Let's continue with more phone calls. Tommy is up next. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are great. Thank you.
Hey, it's an honor to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call. The last caller actually stole a little bit of my thunder. The gentleman, and you know, sounded like a super nice guy with the horns down. I have been in involved in college, excuse me, athletics and things of that nature for a while, and you have to show neutrality. You cannot go in and do what he did, and like, and I love Squirrel. I like listening to his comments, and he basically told for this, you know, for people to, you know, paraphrasing, but basically to grow a pair if you're going to go into SEC. But again, this, the singer was not representing a particular team. He was representing the entire event. And so you can't do that. And Paul, I'd like to make one more comment. James from Georgia was talking about Jack Del Rio, and he basically said he wished that the media would stay out of politics. Well, and I'd just like to remind everybody that, I mean, it was Jack Del Rio that basically said that what happened at the Capitol on January the 6th was just a dust up. And he compared it to looting or riots at a Target and things of that nature, which is completely different than an attack on our Capitol. And I think that people just need to realize that, you know, there are, and I like Jack Del Rio, and I'm glad he didn't get fired, but freedom of speech does not mean that you do not have consequences on your speech and your sayings. And so, you know, people can call it cancel culture or whatever, but, you know, you can't say certain things and think that you can just simply get away with it and stay in your same position. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you very much, Tommy. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to look at this from all sides. The guy that lost his gig at the College World Series was on with us 30 minutes ago, in case you're wondering. He did the national anthem before the Texas-Oklahoma State game at the Women's College World Series. He did a horns down afterwards. And I can certainly understand the frustration, because he was taking a side. I mean, he's singing the national anthem. It's not like he did that later. Let's say he was in the stands and did it. That's as a fan. I mean, he was there technically representing the NCAA and the neutrality. So I get that. I mean, the NCAA is so hypocritical, though, so it's hard for me to take too much of what they say seriously. I-Man is up next. Hello, I-Man.
Good afternoon, Paul Feinbaum. How you doing?
Horns down to you.
It sounds like you've got another day at the office coming.
Yeah, we're just punching the card here.
Impressive.
We're factory workers,
yeah, I mean,
getting our time and a half.
You know, I was listening to the young man with the national anthem thing, and, you know, why don't you just go sing? Just go sing. You don't have to do anything.
Sing a song.
You can be supportive. And, yeah, just sing your song. You're a singer, right? Sing your song. And that's one of the things that really bugs me. Not so much about what he does, but as singers as a whole. Sing your songs, if they're protest songs or whatever. I mean, Crosby, Stills, Nash comes to mind. But don't turn when I pay good money to come to a concert. Don't give me a political event. You know, don't give me all your opinions about what's going on in the world. Just sing your songs. That's why we're there. And I think you may have missed that message. Best of wishes, you know, best wishes to him. But just go do your thing, and you know, you might find when you do your thing, it costs you. So is that the way you've always seen it, Paul?
Yeah, no, I think, and I've never been in that position, but whenever I'm somewhere when, representing my company, I'm going to be a little more careful than the two of us at a party. In what I say, right. And he was there. He was asked to do that by the NCAA, and you know, he violated that line. Yeah, I don't have a lot of sympathy for him. It has nothing to do with Horns Down. It has everything right. to do with Texas should have been respected in that lane. They were playing in the most important event of the sport, and he was disrespecting Texas after singing the national anthem.
Well, I mean, many times in my musical career, we would do free things, free events.
Right.
And it was always about the event. And I always looked, in all aspects of my professional life dealing with the public, I've always appreciated the opportunity to do what I do. Because that's what it is. It's an opportunity. You were invited there. You were called to be there and asked to come provide something. And I've just always seen that as an opportunity to go out and do the best you can. And, you know, and a lot of times people will pick up on the fact that, you know, I tend to call your show because they look at me and say, I know your voice. And they kind of put two and two together. And we'll talk about your show. But I don't walk into people's houses with a T-shirt on my back that says, I'm my man from Paul Feinbaum. You know.
Just a question here, if I could ask you. Has anyone ever done that,
sure.
Wearing a T-shirt like that?
I'm gonna let other callers deal with it. I'm trying to find Switzerland here and just stay in my lane until it comes to Jim.
But I think there was a subliminal shot at somebody else.
You said that. I didn't say that. I just said that I don't go in people's houses and to the grocery store and different places, and people say, aren't you that guy? I know you. Because people have come up and said that, listening to me ask questions or talking. And they've kind of put two and two together, and it's amazing the amount of people. Paul, I was in the attic one day, and the mailman drove up and was talking to the people outside, and they said, is that our man's fan? And the guy looked at him, Cecil looked at him, and Chris, and said, what? He said, well, I heard he had a white van, had an Auburn sticker on the back.
Wow.
He says, is that our man? And Cecil said, well, yeah. He says, he's inside, he's in the attic. And the mailman said, do you think I can meet him? So they brought me out of the attic to meet the mailman.
He brought a mailman up to the attic?
Well, I got out of the attic and went out in the yard, and it was kind of weird, but the guy was real cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but that bothers me. That bothers me, man. And you know why?
Why is that?
Because
I might have been assassinated or something like Jim was talking about with Nick Saban.
What's a stamp cost these days? Like,
but let's go back.
I want my mail delivered on time. I don't want my mail person talking to I-Man while he's working a job.
So the NCAA that we've been listening to for the last 40 years, 35 right. years, right? The same NCAA found the Horns Down offensive.
Right.
Because one guy did it, and we've all lived all through the state of Alabama and what the NCAA has done to the state of Alabama's football teams and basketball and everything else. The same NCAA player.
That's the part of it that I can't get too upset because it was the NCAA. But anyway, we must head to a break while I-Man comes back or goes back to the attic. We are coming back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back here in real time speaking to Handsome Joe.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And I got to say this. You know, Squirrel, hey, he told me I need to mind my own business, Paul. That's something that, like, if I said something to you, like in your marital affairs, you would say, leave us alone. And that's why I'm talking about him and Jim. You know, they're bed buddies now. And I do mind my own business of that turncoat traitor. I mean, he's the one, I mean, he does this low-talking voice, tried to sound subtle, Paul, but he's got Satan. He's got Satan. I mean, he's Satan in disguise. That's all he is, Paul. He's an evil dipstick with Paul, why would Squirrel come on here and tell me to mind my own business when he puts his business out here? I mean, he's been hating Jim all these years, and all of a sudden they're like they're dating now.
Did you say he was Satan in disguise?
He is, Paul, because that's why Satan comes in. He comes in there subtle, low talking. Like, sounds like a good conversation. But in the midst there, he's crucifying me. He's crucifying me, telling me to mind my own business, Paul, when he's the one that put his business out here. So all I got to say to Squirrel is, hey, you double dumb, dumb dummy, shut your mouth up and don't even mention me no more. But, Paul, I got to say this about the Big 12. When they're adding these other teams right here, I don't know if that's helping the Big 12, but it's definitely going to help those schools. I mean, UCF, Cincinnati, I mean, because you go by who you play, but when they get in the Big 12, they still ain't playing nobody. They're not playing anybody. They're not going to be playing Texas, Oklahoma, because they're coming to SEC. I mean, so they're going to be playing, what, Kansas, Nebraska? I mean, Big 12 is just, they're a joke these days. And anybody standing behind the Big 12 right now, they don't even have a reason in their little featherly brain to mention a word about how bad they are anymore, because right now they've put themselves in the Pac-12 category. I mean, when they lost Texas and Oklahoma, as bad as those teams are, they made it even worse. I mean, bringing in Cincinnati, I mean, UCF, like that's going to help them. But anyway, Paul, that's pretty much all I got today, but I want to tell Squirrel this right here. Squirrel, I'm going to tell you same as I do Jim. If y'all was lined up, I'd slap you, like Moe used to slap the Three Stooges. I'd slap you in the boat one-handed, and then I'd backhand you in the boat. Roll Tide, roll, Paul. I am the handsome one.
Ralph is up next in Texas. So hello, Ralph.
Hello, Paul. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I'm a graduate of Texas A&M class of 66, and somebody called in and said about us whining all the time.
Yes.
Well, you know, the Big 12, they passed a resolution or whatever that if anybody gave the horns down while their team was playing the TU, that team would then be penalized. So you talk about a bunch of whiners. They, to me, that takes the cake.
Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate the call. How about Stuart in Missouri? Hello, Stuart.
Paul, happy gin and tonic in Hot Springfield, Missouri.
I hear it. Great to hear from you.
That guy just called Texas. Texas was founded on whining. You picked the fight at the Alamo, and you lost, and you whined for volunteers. Paul, I can't. You bet. You bet. Whine, whine, whine. All right, Paul, come home. Favorite CFB tradition on the screen as I look right now, as I'm looking at you, on delay. My favorite tradition. Paul, what is the tradition of the 12th man at Texas A&M? Can you remind me what that is, that great tradition of the 12th man?
I've heard it explained many times. I'm not sure I could do it justice.
Okay. Where was he on December 31st against that monstrous team of Wake Forest? Texas A&M needed the 12th man because it wasn't safe. Too many injuries. Too many non-scholarship players. It wasn't safe. But it's going to be safe to play the University of Massachusetts. It's going to be safe for the players from Sam Houston State Bearcats. You mean, isn't that kind of the same thing? So A&M, how can you call that a tradition when you choked and ran away like a whiny baby and then say, we're coming after you. We're coming after you, and you better, it's just tough, Alabama. We're coming after you. Okay, what? You got to go through Wake Forest to get to us. And, oh, by the way, you got to get through Arkansas. And you got to get through Ole Miss, Mississippi State. When you beat Alabama, do something with it, Jimbo. Do something with it, okay? Texas, go back to the Big 12. You're going to ruin this conference. We're talking about how much you guys want. Fingers down. Nick Saban said that was cheating. Texas, go away. Give Texas to Israel. That's world peace right there. Move Israel to West Texas. Give it to them. And we have world peace, but we have no more Texas and no more loudmouth Texas whining.
Stuart, thank you. Zach is up next. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think we should just axe Texas off as a whole down there. The barbecue's pretty good. But I know there's been a lot of A&M talk today, and just wanted to call in to remind them that they haven't played a relevant football game in 25 years. It's going to be even longer than that when they join the since they've been joining the SEC, 2010 or 12, 10 years, they haven't even sniffed a conference championship game. And everybody who hears all that smack talk coming from them, they better use all that money to do something with it, because they haven't sniffed an SEC championship game, and they only made it once when they played in the Big 12, too.
Thank you very much. Jim in Texas. Jim, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello there, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Well, I'm calling in about these traditions, Paul. First thing I'd say is I am an Aggie. I'm class of 1961. And if you're doing your math, that makes me about 83 years old.
Yes, sir.
And I've seen a whole bunch of this Texas, TU, A&M, and God, it's been a real good ride. I enjoy it every day. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I don't want to say one thing about a tradition, Paul. At A&M, it's your tradition that you kiss your girlfriend after every point that's scored. Now, I was there when it was all male and there were no girls. So there's a flip side to that. It can be very frustrating if you don't have a date. But it is a great tradition.
It really is.
Paul, I love your show. It's great entertainment. You keep an old man happy. And all you Aggies out there, gig them. We'll be playing T-Sips here before too long. Take care.
I cannot wait. Jim, thank you. I am really excited about this T-Sip Aggie rivalry, aren't you? We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.